You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It is Thursday, February the 20th, 2025. The time is 9:07. Currently, 12 degrees above zero. I'm so used to saying below zero this week. 12 above, wind chill factor of zero at our downtown studios. Corner of Washington Street, North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. I am Chad Holmes. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show. 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Wanted to pass along a text that we got from Julie in Wausau. Says, I agree that the Ethics Committee was correct in allowing the investigation to continue. We have to hold our public officials accountable if they break the law so that they hopefully will not do it again. And that's exactly right.
Thank you for your comment.
That is exactly right in terms of it feels as though right now, and we can go back to last summer. Remember last summer we had the Supreme Court ruling that said that the President of the United States basically gets a get-out-of-jail-free card for any actions mm-hmm. in office. And I think that is a terrible precedent because, as I was talking about in the previous hour, you see that trickle-down effect.
Yeah.
Well, if you have a president that is able to do anything he wants in office, and we're seeing example after example after example in the past month, you're going to see governors, you're going to see mayors, you're going to see other government officials who just think they can do anything. You can't have a government that works that way. And also, as we talked about in the previous hour, the process. If the process is a good process, we should get to a good result, a fair result. So again, and the idea that this is a circus, that any investigation into public misconduct is a circus, is wrong. And I just disagree with the mayor on that. So thanks
again.
It's not
a circus. It's about accountability. If you make a mistake, you have to be held accountable, and you need to make up for this mistake. You can't just assume that, well, just because I have immunity, it means I can get away with anything I want.
And frankly, we've said this previously.
No one is above the law.
If the mayor had come out and said, you know, I made a mistake, I may have overreached my authority, but I was passionate about whatever. But I was wrong about it. But he's constantly doubling down. Did nothing wrong.
He's not even admitting that he's wrong.
His allies in the media, nothing wrong. No, so if he's not going to admit that he made a mistake, then this process has to continue. So thanks for the text. And if you out there would like your voice to be heard, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. You can either call or text at that number, and we'd love to hear from you. And in fact, we'll be talking about this issue and a whole bunch more coming up in about 10 minutes or so. Nancy Stensel, who is the chairman of the Democratic Party of Marathon County, we'll be talking to her about the issue with the mayor. We'll talk to her about the election coming up on April the 1st. We have a massive election for the state Supreme Court. And now Wisconsin's getting, again, a lot of national publicity because Elon Musk is putting a lot of money into this race. By the way, Elon, if you're listening, feel free to make a buy here. We'd love to take your money. But the whole point of it is he's already bought a president. And now he's trying to buy a Supreme Court seat. And it's a very important race. So we're going to talk to Nancy about that and a whole bunch more as well in a few minutes' time. And then at the end of the hour, we will be doing our daily history lesson.
Yes.
We will have a look at what's happened on this date in history, celebrity birthday, special events being acknowledged. And then, as we do every day, we wrap things up by putting Ian Welsh on the hot seat. And yesterday, you were overthinking it by a mess.
Really
overthinking. Oh, Nancy's here, so go get the door.
Yep, I will.
And then we'll get you the topic for today. But Nancy's arrived, so our door is locked, so he will go over there and open things up. But Ian, every week we give him the number for the day quiz. And based on the math, we give him three choices, one of which is right. So based on the math, he should be able to get 33% correct. He's been struggling recently. He had a great week about 3 weeks ago, 4 out of 5. Almost a perfect week. He was perfect till Friday. But since then, 1 for 5, 1 for 5, and now 0 for 3. But yesterday, it looked like you overthought it to me.
I don't think I did it. I know I did.
Because I thought for sure there's no way you're going to give the answer you did. I thought that was almost a throwaway. I was trying to make it easy for you yesterday because I thought one of these is so obviously not right. He'll never pick this one out. So it's basically two choices. And then you picked the third choice. That was the one that I thought, no way. So
steam was coming out of my brain and it was clotting up my thoughts.
Yeah, so able to think you have to clear your mind today.
Yes.
Settle back.
Fresh start.
But you want to know what the topic is today?
You know what? Yes, I do.
It is gift cards.
Gift cards.
Gift cards. We've all had gift cards.
Sometimes a thoughtful gift, and sometimes it's not the best thing to give someone, especially on Valentine's Day. You give your significant other a gift card, that seems a little cheap. I'm not judging. I'm just saying that there are other things that you could do for that. But no, some gift cards are actually very good gifts, especially for, you know, certain restaurants or movie theaters. But there's so many gift cards out there. It's crazy to think how many there are. I mean, you go to the big box stores like a Target and Walmart and Pick and Save, and they have like this whole like turn a style of gift cards that you turn it around and you see like 50 to 70 different gift cards for businesses and restaurants. And yeah, it's amazing how far the gift cards have come over the years. There's even gift cards for streaming services now.
All right, do like a
gift card for Disney Plus now.
Stop thinking. You're going to overthink again here. You've already delved deep into gift cards. So
I'm sorry, I was going off on a tangent.
No. It's all good. But today, when you get the choices,
don't overthink.
Just settle in, let the information flow over you, and then give us the right answer, because you got to get today right and tomorrow right in order to get a passing grade.
Yes, otherwise I make it 3 weeks in a row getting 1 out of 5. I don't want to do that.
It's going to be hard getting 2 in a row right. Yeah.
That's... My dad said actually I could set a record this week for getting a 0 out of 5 week, but I don't want to do that.
We don't want to do that. No, we don't.
No offense, Dad, but that's that's another good way to end the week.
That's coming up at the end of the show. Real quickly, a little sports update. Tonight we have high school hockey. The playoffs begin for the Wausau West Warriors. Wausau West, a number 2 seed and sectional number 1 in Division 1. They'll be home at Marathon Park's Ice Arena, taking on the Superior Spartans. Should be a good matchup. Superior, one of the most successful high school hockey programs over the decades. They make the long trek here to Wausau. Superior at Wausau West. I will be at the Marathon Park Ice Arena for all the exciting play-by-play. 6:50 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening faceoff here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Also tonight in boys hockey regional final play, Mosinee in Division 2 is home against Medford. Antigo in Division 2 travels to Northern Pines. Rhinelander at Tomahawk, also a Division 2 matchup. Division 1, in addition to Superior and Wausau West, DC Everest has a road trip. Sixth-seeded Evergreens make the trek west to New Richmond against number 3-seeded Tigers. The winner of the Everest-New Richmond game will take on the winner of the Superior-Wausau West game in a sectional semifinal on Tuesday night. Also tonight, Stevens Point, number 1-ranked team in the state, number 1 seed in sectional 1 in Division 1. They will take on Chippewa Falls, the number 8 seed. So that's the hockey on the boys' side. Central Wisconsin Storm have a first-round bye on the girls' side. They will wait to see who wins tonight's game between Northern Pines and the Wisconsin Valley Union. The winner of that game will play the Storm coming up in a sectional semifinal coming up on Tuesday of next week. Not a lot of action tonight in high school boys basketball. The Newman Cardinals are in action, taking on the Lakeland Thunderbirds up in Minocqua this evening. Athens will be taking on Port Edwards and Tomahawk at Rib Lake. Girls basketball, Wisconsin Valley Conference has DC Everest hosting Wisconsin Rapids. Merrillwood Conference South, Marathon is home against Auburndale. Also, Newman Catholic is at Edgar. Another Valley game has the Merrill Blue Jays playing host to the Marshfield Tigers. Other games in girls high school basketball this evening, Athens travels to Prentice. Also, Rib Lake is at Athens at Prentice, Rib Lake at Phillips. Stratford travels to Assumption. Shawamigan is at Abbotsford as well. So that's your high school sports schedule for this evening. And after the All-Star break, the Milwaukee Bucks are back in action. It's been well over a week. Hopefully we'll see Giannis back on the court. He'd missed the last four games prior to the All-Star break, but the Bucks in action tonight back at the Fiserv Forum as they will be taking on the Los Angeles Clippers. Clippers are 31-23. The Bucks are 29-24. So a pretty good matchup down at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. We're going to take a quick timeout and then come back and talk to the chairperson of the Marathon County Democratic Party, Nancy Stencil. That's coming up next. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Joined by Marathon County Democratic Party Chair, Nancy Stencil, is going to join us every other week to talk about what's going on, try to keep us
Thank
up
you.
To speed. And Nancy, the first thing I'm going to do is, your microphone's about half a mile away from you.
Okay, I'm not used to
that. I'm going to tell you, that was a record. I've never had a guest come in where the microphone was that far away as you started talking.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. And I also wanted to say I am very happy because my guest here today in this hour is much better than the guest they have over in WSAU. Because they're talking to Ron Johnson.
Oh, my gosh. Rojo.
But good.
The man
have...
that doesn't show up in his office, his staff isn't there. And what else can I say? Oh, and...
But I'm sure it's a hard-hitting interview, I tell you. I'm sure it's just, you know, getting all the information that the citizens deserve to get.
Yes. Well, some of his citizens from here went to see him last week. And not only, I mean, you know, they made arrangements ahead of time. Not only he was not there, there was no staff there.
They made arrangements and then they just
And they tried to call and there was no live person to even answer the phone.
Well, let's jump in. We got a lot to talk about.
You bet we do.
Obviously, yesterday, and I've been talking a lot about it in the first hour, the ethics complaint and the ethics committee meeting with the mayor of Wausau. I think, and I tried to kind of say, hey, this is what's going on here. Because when you get the noise from some of the allies who will just want this swept under the rug, this is not about vengeance. It's not about a fix.
Not at all.
This is about determining whether or not what he did was right or wrong.
Correct. That is all it is. And I thought the ethics committee did a fabulous job. Kay recusing herself. Kelvin did a great job. All they did is to see, is there the potential to go on to even have a hearing?
Right. And that no decision was made. Basically, all they said is, if what the complaint alleges is true, that would be a complaint, and now we're going to investigate it.
Exactly. Exactly. And I thought some of them did a really stellar job of wanting more information. Like, you know, Hostler said, well, you know, I'd like to know a little bit more about this, a little bit more about that. And, you know, even if that was like, you know, maybe pushing it further and in, you know, having to remind everybody that this was not the hearing itself, he wanted more information, which is a good thing.
I was talking about Doug Hostler because about 35 years ago, I was going to school over at UWMC and he was a professor of mine. And also he was our faculty advisor for our theater group.
Oh.
And he was a wonderful man. He is a wonderful man. I haven't seen him in a long time.
He sounds like he's very well thought out.
Oh, he is a brilliant, and he's such a funny guy. He's such a smart man. And it really annoyed me to see Connolly put his name in there.
I would agree because...
the thing about, and real fast, is giving a donation to a political candidate mean that you're not allowed to be a citizen member of a committee? And that makes no sense to me.
No, it makes no sense to me at all either.
Because we all have our biases. But,
yes.
But we as human beings, as I would think people that believe in democracy, believe in our communities, we should, and I have no doubt with the integrity that that man has, that he would be able to look at the facts and be able to make a very good decision. I just think that it says something about the person that writes it when they say, well, just because he gave $5 or $50, whatever it may be, to a political candidate. That makes me upset because our system is based on being engaged. Does he want people that are not engaged? But that was my rant.
I saw Hostler as somebody who wants the facts and would decide on things based on the facts, not based on feelings.
Right.
And I think that's all of it. And I think they made some kind of comment about Jesse Kearns, too. He's a great guy. You ought to try his bagels. They're very hard out.
By the way, but, I've said to people, if Mayor Rosenberg had done the same thing, I would be against that. I would hope.
I'd be more disappointed.
I know. But at the same time, I think there's some, for some reason, and again, maybe I'm making an unfair characterization, that those on the left tend to really believe in doing the right thing. Those on the right, no matter what they do, it's the
sometimes
right thing.
Sometimes I think we're too nice. You know, over the years, could there have been maybe something I would have disagreed with Katie Rosenberg on? Maybe. But I will say, any time I've ever had an encounter with her, she has been the most professional person, very nice, will give you sources of where to look for things. And this whole thing has just, you know, has been blown apart by, and I hate to say by the right, but as far as the ballot box, it's the issue. It's not about Doug as a person.
No.
It's what he did is unethical, and probably what has happened is the way he has treated it. Where, I mean, if he'd have simply come forward and say, you know, oh, holy cow, I really screwed up. I'm sorry. This was beyond my scope. over and done with.
Yes.
People screw up. You admit it, you move on. But he hasn't, and it's been the blazing night, do nothing wrong, and you can tell
it's a circus.
No, it wasn't a circus. It's the props that he went about having that picture taken, sending that picture out.
They're proud of it.
They are.
On the Conley commentary, he had that picture up.
And what I want the citizens of Wausau to know is that it's not just Wausau this has happened in. It has happened in two other cities, very similar.
And if we don't get a result, I mean, I said before, I mean, obviously I have my thoughts on whether or not it was the right thing to do. But if the process goes through, they make a decision, then mm-hmm. you just sort of have to deal with it.
And it's quit attacking these people. It is a citizen committee. They're doing their job. They're being involved in their community. And, you know, my only regret through this entire thing is that when it came down to it, I couldn't put my name on it
right.
because I don't live in the city of Wausau
proper. Real quickly, one of the aspects that's been disturbing over the last number of years, I go back to the start of the Tea Party, is the way these lunatics go after individuals.
Yes.
I mean, that
We've
is
We've got
wrong.
A lot of people that are, a lot more people wanted to sign this that really became afraid of repercussions.
Right. And that's...
And I feel for them. I really do.
And then people don't get involved and the whole system starts to, again,
It starts
wobble.
To crumble and that's what they want.
We got more with Nancy Stensel coming up after an information update. 9:29 is the time. 12 degrees is the temperature. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. I'm not afraid to say it. You can find me left of center. Imagine you find Nancy Stensel.
I'm a little further.
With Nancy Stensel, Democratic Party of Marathon County Chair, here on 98.9 WXCO. I am assuming you were at the polls on Tuesday.
Yes.
Not many folks. I was there too.
The election itself was very slow. And I know I had signed up for like two shifts to do early voting, and we were called and said, you know, it's been slow enough. You know, the clerks that are there can handle it. You don't have to show up. And that is so dang sad because a Supreme Court race, well, I mean, this time it was the school superintendent and the primary. But, you know, the spring elections in general are so much slower. And these are things that are going to be impacting you so much.
And there were only two items on my ballot in the village of Weston.
Mm-hmm.
It was the superintendent.
The president and the...
And the president of the... Mm-hmm. But the president of the village board is pretty darn important, too.
Very, very important.
Local government is vitally important. Let me ask you about the state superintendent race.
Yeah.
Were you happy with the results?
No. Because Jill came out on top.
But
I really wanted to see Jeff in... second and away with Kinser. There's a lot of dark money behind her. I got like three mailings last week on her, and we don't need her. She doesn't know education.
And anybody that is known as a private school advocate, I mean, that is just, we cannot afford to fund two separate school systems.
No, and we have put out, and actually the data I got was compliments of Jeff Wright. I have to give him credit where it's due. Is saying each school district and you know how much money comes in and what goes out for voucher schools, and then this is what's left to fund your public school. And that's why so many of these schools that haven't go to referendums. Thank God Mauston's passed the other day, or you know, or they'd have been closing their doors. That's how bad it has gotten.
Why do you what are you hearing? Because there has been some, how we call it, dissatisfaction. Obviously, there was another left-leaning candidate. What has it been about Dr. Underly that's caused maybe, because, I mean, you're close to the ground.
Well, the Democratic Party had endorsed her ahead of time, and there was a lot with that. I think at the time that they had actually endorsed her, one, she is the incumbent, and that is usually you're most likely to endorse. But, and we've done this in the past, too, and is it right or wrong? I'm not sure. But a lot of people were saying an endorsement should not have been made before the primary.
So it's not about her results in the office? Because, I mean, there has been some.
Well, I would think if she was god awful, endorsed her either.
No. But, I mean, this the idea that there was somebody that ran, and there were some those on the left that were not as enthusiastic. Because it's just unusual.
Right.
It's
we did hear that.
It is
we
unusual
did.
To see. And sometimes when you do have primaries, that tends to hurt the incumbent in the general. Do you think there's going to be any issue with that? Or do you think that now that we have a very definite break point between the two candidates, that will make everybody come
together? I would
hope
that, and I do think it will be fine. And I'm sure that Jeff will get behind Jill, also. And we'll push her forward into, yeah.
Well, let's talk about the state Supreme Court, because I think there's
that's some dark money floating.
Well,
there's
a lot of reason to worry. I mean,
a lot. When Elon Musk is trying to buy your election in Wisconsin, that is definitely reason to worry.
And also, I do think that the fact that Schimmel does have name recognition, that is something that is a problem, isn't it?
Right, it is. And maybe as Democrats, and because we are endorsing, Susan, that we need to stop being so nice. Call it what it is. I mean, my God.
His record is pretty amazing, isn't it?
It's terrible. It is terrible. He has not served the people.
And also, when you look at the idea that it's always interesting when you look at where along the spectrum candidates are. I would not call Judge Crawford a far lefty.
No, she is not.
But Schimmel. I mean, he is way
out
there.
He's bought and paid for, and he even said himself he had to go to Menards and buy knee pads to beg for money.
The man.
I had to laugh when I read that. That came out of his mouth.
But even beyond the far right aspects of his record, when it comes to abortion, when it comes to sitting on the rape kits, the idea that he would get out there and just say that the people that charged the Capitol January 6th were being treated unfairly.
Right.
That says something that he's beyond the normal conservative thought.
He's hit those, those personal issues like abortion and that, but I really ask people to look further, because when you are now saying, and he was the attorney general too, you're looking and you are pardoning insurrectionists. And when you really start looking at the criminal background that a lot of these people have had. Right. I mean, we're not talking traffic tickets.
Can you imagine the commercials that the Republicans would put against Democrats based on the individuals that were pardoned by Donald Trump? I mean, you remember the Willie Horton ad? You could put a picture of any number of these guys and just list off their criminal record, and these are the people that Donald Trump is putting back on the street.
Yes.
When you say about being nice, maybe again you gotta maybe individualize it.
Yeah,
sometimes
we need to really get it out there and really, really show. And I've tried to do that in a lot of things. I mean, I had a recent letter that was published too that said, you let people like Elon Musk get into, your private numbers and whatnot, and yet, why don't you give me your bank numbers? Let's see where that goes. But getting back to this Supreme Court race, yeah. I mean, it is so important to have somebody elected who is impartial. And Susan Crawford truly is.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what is the positive case for? Because it's often we hear about the negative case against Schimmel, but I do think it's important as well to get that positive case out there as well.
Right. She's well qualified. She's been a judge for, many years. She sits on Dane County right now. They label her as a liberal. She is not. She's just fair.
The thing about it is so funny is if you're not MAGA, then you're just far left.
That's not true.
I know that's not true, but that's the way it's treated.
It is.
You're either with us or you're against us. That's the way it is.
And she truly isn't. And, she's been very good, very cautious, to make sure that she doesn't say things that, could make her look you have some kind of partiality towards things. And he doesn't care what he says, and that just seems to be okay with folks. Open your eyes, people.
What about the budget address this week? What were your feelings about what the governor had to say?
Who could not like Tony Evers? I guess that's where I would come from. And, you know, and I try to remain neutral. I mean, if he was a Republican governor, I would like to think I would say the same thing because, you know, he's let's do the right thing for Wisconsin. You know, stop the damn price gouging on medications that people so desperately need. And that's something, we going back to Brad Schimmel, he's in their pocket very well. So, you know, if he's in, you're going to be paying more. And doing what's right by our kids, because when you think about our kids, that's the next generation.
You just said these schools are on the verge of closing down.
Yeah.
Because the funding is not there. And the idea of being forced to go to the local taxpayers all the time, it's a system that is right now not working.
It's not. It definitely is not. And I saw Evers' budget address as something that is for the working people, child care. And, I mean, I can remember right after I was divorced, I mean, it's like that is the biggest thing. I have to have care for this kid, and then I can work and be productive and help, you know, society by being productive. So that's number one. And then with the Trump tariffs, oh my God, they are going to like literally kill farming. And he is already looking into that, how we can offer, you know, help and directives to make sure that Wisconsin's exports remain solvent.
By the way, it's so wrong that they have gerrymandered the Joint Finance Committee. I mean, that is wrong. It's just wrong. And the idea that they have this incessant need to stack the deck.
Yeah.
I mean, in every way, they feel so insecure, I think, about winning the battle of the ideas that they always stack the deck.
Yes.
It's wrong.
Yes, it definitely is. I can't.
It would
help,
be wrong on the other side too.
But it would. I can't help but think that there's just this ideology out there that, and they feed it. It's the go get 'em. You know, I don't have this, so you shouldn't have it either.
That is,
and
so
it
true.
Takes off like a cancer.
And the thing about that, and my history background, going back to LBJ when he said that, he said one time, basically, there are many, many people out there whose biggest priority is to make sure that the people below them don't move up.
Yep.
That they don't really think about moving up themselves. They feel like they're fine as long as the people below them stay there.
Yep.
And that seems to be the philosophy of the conservatives.
Yes. Yep, yep. I can't remember exactly how that line went either. Treat the lowest man something and it truly is. And they don't see that they're, you know, it's like cutting off your nose to spite your face.
Exactly. You may feel good, but you're not getting any, you're not
no,
going down the
you're
road.
You're going to get screwed right. Just as bad.
As we go into this process, what should citizens think about? Because obviously there are going to be meetings. Who knows how close they're going to be, because they tend to go to the places they want to go to. What are you thinking about here over the next number of months as this budget process goes? And what should citizens be thinking about?
I just think there's so much divisiveness out there, and I think in general people are getting tired of it. And that's probably why, you know, 30% of the people stayed home from the election. They're just damn sick of everything, and now look what it got them.
I know.
But I think there needs to be work, and I know there's work being done on the left to try to bridge that and open communication. Because I know on the left, I'm never going to get everything I want. But somebody on the right, I want them to know you're never going to get everything you want either. We've got to somehow get back to meeting in the middle on all of it.
Well, Robin Voss, listen. I mean, this budget surplus, I mean, there is a deal to be had. There is, but yet they just seem to think that they got to get that tax cut.
I'm trying to think of what the bill was. Joel Lewis, if you're out there, call in and help me out here. But where it was Pat Schneider and somebody else who actually stood up to Robin Voss. I can't remember what it was on. I was shocked. You know, nothing against Pat. He's a nice guy, but he usually does not vote on things the way that I would see them needed to be voted on. But, you know, I mean, I think there are those small strides that we do need to recognize as well.
Got about 2 minutes to go. What about the party? Anything that people should know about?
We're going to have so many good things coming up. Speaking of closing a conversation, our Women for Women group is having somebody from Planned Parenthood on that, how to start those conversations and to really listen objectively. Direct where you want that conversation to go instead of just watching it veer off to the negative. And actually listening to somebody else's point of view. And I just think that's so important, not only, you know, for a Planned Parenthood issue, but just all of our issues. And so I'm really excited to have that coming up in March. And we recently, League of Women Voters and then the Democratic Party the next day, we did some stuff on immigration and just really learning that on a personal level. These are not criminals. These are people with families just like you have, and they're willing to do the work, that hard work. And dairy farming is not easy work either.
Oh, no kidding. I mean, and it's vital.
Yes.
The economy is going to crash
you get rid of all the immigrants and you're going to crash it, and then you're going to guess where your food's going to come from.
Nancy Stensel, Democratic Party Chair here in Marathon County. Is there a way to reach out to the party or anything you want to say?
Yeah, you certainly can. You can reach us on Facebook. You can reach me at mcdems@gmail.com. Or, I can even put my personal number out there, 715-581-7983. Call me. You know, you want to give me crap too much, I'll just block you. I am not worried about that.
Nancy, we'll catch you in a couple weeks.
You betcha. Thank you.
9:49 is the time. We'll have our daily history lesson coming up next. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. It is the 20th day of February of 2025. The 1 month anniversary of Trump 2.0. It's only been 1 month. Day number 51 of this year. There are 314 days remaining in 2025. And a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. 1962, while aboard Friendship 7, John Glenn orbited the Earth 3 times in 4 hours 55 minutes, becoming the first American to orbit the Earth. Mm-hmm. On this date in 2001, FBI agent Robert Hansen is arrested and charged with spying for Russia for 15 years. On this date in 2001 as well, a man who led police on a 10-mile-an-hour chase on a tractor was jailed. The driver was chased after being spotted driving while drinking a beer. Residents of Janesville, Wisconsin, lined the chase route, and some even took photos. The driver eventually stopped in a church parking lot and told officers he didn't think he would be arrested there. He was. On this date in 2013, Estonia became the first country in the world to establish a national electric car charging network. On this date in 2016, a 4-inch lock of John Lennon's hair sold for $35,000 to a memorabilia collector at an auction in Dallas, Texas.
Oh boy.
And on this date in 2019, Tesla CEO Elon Musk said he was certain that Tesla vehicles would be able to operate without any driver intervention by the end of the year, pending regulatory approval.
Yeah, right.
Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Senator Mitch McConnell is 83. Sandy Duncan is 79. Charles Barkley 62 years old today. Supermodel Cindy Crawford turns 59 years old today. Actor Andrew Hsu of Melrose Place is 58. Trevor Noah, the former host of The Daily Show, 41 years old today. Miles Teller of Top Gun Maverick is 38. And music superstar Rihanna is 37 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Some special events today. It is Love Your Pet Day. Mm-hmm. That should be every day.
It should.
It is Cherry Pie Day.
That sounds very good.
It does. Clean Out Your Bookcase Day. Leadership Day.
Mm-hmm.
Muffin. Very important. Muffin Day.
Ooh.
Student Volunteer Day. Handcuff Day, and World Day of Social Justice.
Very important.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes, this is a big one.
And this one actually is off the grid because the actual number for the day, I'm going to do this really fast. I just want to see if you got it right.
Okay.
Pounds of sunflowers harvested in North Dakota each year. The state is the nation's top grower of sunflowers. I would have given you three choices.
Okay.
Would have been 250 million pounds of sunflowers, 1.1 billion pounds of sunflowers,
jeez,
10 billion pounds of sunflowers.
I would have gone with B, honestly. I'd go with the middle answer.
You would have got it right.
Let's see if I can keep that alive.
All right. All right, gift cards.
Gift cards, yes.
All right. Right now.
Okay.
Right now, how much money in unused gift cards are people holding? So right now, are holding, drawing dust, sitting in their desk, okay, all over the place. Right now, how much in unredeemed gift cards are just sitting in our wallets, purses, and junk drawers?
Okay, what are my choices?
The choices are $2.7 billion, $27 billion, $270 billion.
All right, what was the question again?
So how much
right now,
how much money in unredeemed gift cards are just sitting in our wallets and our desks that people are holding, unredeemed?
Okay, what are my choices again?
$2.7 billion, $27 billion, $270 billion.
Okay. Don't overthink this, Ian. Go with your gut. Okay, I'm going to say the amounts. Okay. I'm going to say C. I'm going to go with the biggest number. I'm going with the... What was the biggest number again?
$270 billion.
Okay, I'm sticking with that. It's my final answer. I'm locking it in. I'm going to say C.
Right now, right now, $27 billion in unredeemed gift cards are just sitting in our wallets, purses, and junk drawers.
It was the middle answer?
It was the middle answer. Again.
Dang, I should have done with the sunflower question.
Oh.
Now it's all on the line for tomorrow. But yeah, this is...
It's just a bad run of luck here right now.
I don't know what's wrong with me. No, I'm usually pretty good at, you know, getting back on the winning track if I miss a couple.
Okay? We're just going through a slump. And even the best, even the greatest baseball players went through a slump where their batting average went down for a while, but then they bounced back.
Hey, nothing else. I will come back next week. I'll come back fighting.
Stronger than ever.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
let's see if I can do better tomorrow.
But tomorrow, we're going to try to avoid history tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, have a good rest of your Friday.
Thursday, Chad.
Friday, Thursday. Have a good rest of your Thursday.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Have a great day. You too, Chad.
We will be back Friday, tomorrow, 8 till 10 a.m. We'll have Mike Clemens and Paul Micklick joining us. Stick around. Coming up next, it's Matt and Air on Air, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.